attributed that to the fact of the regular life the children led. From Monday till Friday, they had their regular routine of school, of mass before it, of being out, coming home, being able to eat a good meal, then go to school. Come home from school, if they had some time, do some lessons. Eat a good meal and go to bed at 8 o'clock, at 8:30, at the most 9 o'clock. And my idea was that it was the regularity of the life they led that kept them so well.
There's too much of letting children stay up late nowadays, isn't there?
Oh, yes. It's ridiculous. There was never any thought in this house of going out any time except a Friday night. We didn't care too much for it on Saturday night. But once in a while, they would go out on Saturday night. But that was all. Those two nights in the week were the only two that anybody ever thought of going out.
Well, along with the regularity, you had a regular castor oil on Easter and Christmas.
I'll never forget Dr. Hughes with the castor oil. I used to give them castor oil about once every month or once every 6 weeks.
Everybody?
Everybody, whether they needed it or not. And it became such a matter of routine that it didn't mean too much. I remember one time having them all lined up down in Seattle, coming into my bedroom to get their castor oil and their piece of peppermint after it. And Dr. Hughes came along. And he came up and stood at my bedroom door and watched me. And I handed out 2 tablespoonfuls of castor oil to I don't know how many of them, maybe 10, maybe 12. And after it was all over, he said, "Rita, that's the cruelest piece of work I have ever seen." And I said, "What do you mean?" "Why," he said, "the idea to hand that stuff out to those poor kids. What do you think you're doing?" I said, "Simply keeping them well. After all, they do have to have something once in a while. And you know, they have a lot of candy and a lot of stuff that they need their system cleaned out of. So they don't mind taking it. They're used to it. They get that every 6 months or a month." Well, he said, "It's the damnedest thing I ever saw. But if it works with you, all right, go ahead." But he couldn't get over it.
Who gave you the idea?
I wouldn't know who gave me the idea except Mrs. Berlinger, an old German woman that lived across the street from us in Seattle. And she used castor oil for everything. And she was telling Mother and myself about it, and we used castor oil for everything after that. Cuts, boils, anything else that came along, we found that castor oil was as good outside as it was in. And castor oil was our standby. We always had a quart bottle of it on the dresser in the kitchen. And of course, after they got older and got a little bit away from us and away from me, they wouldn't look at castor oil.
And we didn't like oranges even because of the taste.
No, because of the taste of oranges after it.
Well, the next baby after Eleanor was Rita, wasn't it?
The next baby after Eleanor was Rita.
Was there anything special about her birth outside of that Hog Island flu on the floor between you and the
Well, I told you they took me to the hospital for her because they thought they were going to correct this feeding condition. But they didn't. It's all over.